you've seen this from the ground up, haven't
right,
you?
Right.
Tell me about that process.
Well, for the first few years, we were just a board trying to get funding. We were told that our rural water system was so big that it couldn't fund us unless we went in three parts. Then we caught wind of funding was going to be for rural areas that had drought. Well, in the 70s, early 70s, there was a droughty time here in Barnes County. Found out what was necessary and interviewed a bunch of people, sent out letters to have people, what would you do if you had better water, more water? And they responded very well. We took that information to Washington, D.C., and it was accepted, and we were funded in 1 year. The funny thing is, the next year, when they started to try and put the pipes in the ground, the sloughs were full of water. But we got funded in one section, which was good, because then the continuity of the whole thing wasn't split up into units. We could build one water treatment plant to take care of the whole system. Over the years, that's been expanded beyond my dreams. I could never dream that this building would be this big when we started with this little part on the east end here as a filtration plant, but it's been good. Now we're in a phase of adding over 200 people on funding from rural development to get water to people that Grandpa didn't want to pay a water bill, but now the younger generations want good water, so thankfully we're able to get water to people that need it.
You've had customer growth then, huh?
Yes. Yes, it's been steady. We're adding customers quite rapidly in this 200. Well, one of the cities we added now is Catherine, and hooking them up as individuals. Mm-hmm. Their water system was getting old and needed to be redone. So.
And you've been blessed with a nice aquifer, right?
Right, yes, a good source of water. And that's the key to everything. You know, there's plenty of water in the world, but it's the distribution of it. Hopefully the people will get more conscious of the need for good water and quit polluting it. Take care of the natural resource that's vital to our existence.
You're going to retire after 45 years on the board, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, right. April, the last meeting.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Very, very satisfying to me to have been involved in getting good, pure water to people that needed it. And that is actually what our function is. I have a theory that we should leave things better than we found them when we leave this earth. And at 90, I'm happy to have witnessed a lot of good things.